SEA President Diana Lacey cites Silley's refusal to take the state pledge against new broad-based taxes and her commitment to collaborative leadership as the most significant factors in the union's decision.
It wasn't just the pledge, it's the manner in which we anticipate Jackie will lead.
Dante Scala, Associate Professor of Political Science at UNH, says the endorsement may aid the former state senator with fundraising and name recognition, but he says Democratic opponent Maggie Hassan still has the lion's share of endorsements.
It's certainly a feather in Silley's cap, but a key question will be how many of these union members will follow the advice of their leadership.
The SEA Board of Directors voted unanimously with one abstention to endorse Silley. The union has more than 10,000 members in the state. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.